Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here in Salem, Missouri, getting ready for the kickoff for tonight's game. Salem Tigers taking the field. They'll line it up on the 40. Thayer Bobcat kickoff receiving team is taking their place. It'll be Jackson Willis in the middle, Lane Grimes, and Eric Simer back deep to receive this kick. And Salem, it's kind of been an adventure on kicks for Salem. So we'll see what happens here. Number 32 is their kicker, and that is Bradley Gover, also the one of their tight ends. Well, Bobcats are ready. Tigers are ready. Hope you're ready. Here we go. SCA football on the Ecom Sports Network is a short kick. Going to be taken by Landry Pitts of the 30 to the 35-40. Got some room after the 50. Cuts inside of a tackler and all the way down to the 43-yard line before he's tackled. Great field position to start the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts with a return to the 43-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10. This first down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Let's take a look at that Bobcats starting backfield. It'll be Landry Pitts, the senior, and their quarterback. The senior twins, Griffin and Jackson Willison, in the backfield. Magnuson going wide to the far side, the tight end, and Grimes in the slot on the far side. And wide to the near side is Eric Simer. Eric Simer, the sophomore. Landry Pitts going to be in shotgun formation to start. And now some kind of a discussion on the sidelines.
Play a game clock.
Never started. The game clock never did start. So now the game clock. And the play clock is at 23, which seems about right. So if that's right, they need to run about 8 seconds off that clock. And there we go. They started. I think the officials wait till it gets to about 52, and Bobcats will be ready to go. And now the White Hat says, yep, stopped at 11:52. Wow, I just
good
guessed.
Call. That was a good call.
I just guessed. Here we go. First down with the Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Here's Landry Pitts rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking over the middle, dumps one off. It is incomplete. We'll throw a little bit behind Griffin Willison. If you heard Coach Weber talking on the pregame show, the Moark Stockyards coach's corner, he said we may have to throw it more tonight to try and open things up for the run. So Salem is huge up on their front, big number 79 out there. He catches your attention. 5'10", 270 pounds, playing defensive tackle on the left side. He's lined up right across from Zach Jones. Come to Bobcats this time in a split back veer, double wide set. Tight ends on the far side. Landry rolling to his left, looking to throw. Throws this one incomplete, intended for Eric Simer. And that pass was a little bit behind him again, so Landry has misfired on the first two passes. It's third down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer coming out firing the football and misfiring on the first two plays. I want to remind you, Thayer Bobcat football brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer and Mammoth Spring and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, and the Thayer Walmart store. Thayer here in a power, let's see, it's an offset eye. And pitches out it, rolling to his right, looking downfield, got a man open, hits him, that is Magnuson at the 20. He's upended at the 18-yard line, actually caught it at the 25, gets to the 18. That's a first down from the 43 to the 18-yard line. That is a, 25-yard play?
I believe so.
Yeah, 25-yard play for the Thayer Bobcats. Down to the 18-yard line, and a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. That time, Landry threw it right on the money, and Magnuson brought it in. Like that's exactly right, like a magnet. First and 10, Thayer at the Salem 18-yard line. Pitch and shotgun, got Griffin Wilson behind him. Thayer hadn't run it yet. Here's Landry rolling to his left, throws one south to Magnuson, makes a catch at the 11 and brought down right there. But another 7-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcats. We got a penalty flag down back at about the 8-yard line. And we'll see what this is going to be about. 10:59 to go in the first quarter. We're just underway here in Dent County. Salem Tigers and Thayer Bobcats. So we'll see what this call is. It was in the secondary, usually indicates a hold against the defense. But we'll see. They're still talking about it.
Jackson having to go off field with blood on his elbow.
Jackson Willison coming out. And the official making the, it's an illegal hit to the helmet of the Thayer Bobcats. Wow, an illegal hit to the helmet by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer's the offensive team.
Yeah, I believe they called it on a block towards the end of the play.
Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah. All right, so that's going to back him up. That backs the ball all the way out to the 28-yard line. So it'll be first down and 20 for the Thayer Bobcats. So another first down, this one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. So Thayer, after a helmet-to-helmet call on offense, which you hardly ever see. Bobcats here in a power T formation. Pitch it. Willison running over the left side. He's inside the 20, knocked out of bounds at the 19. So Willison will pick up about 9 of the 20. That was Griffin Willison, number 22. Jackson Willison had come to the sideline. Had a little blood on his forearm, but he's back out there now. The first running play of the night goes for 8 yards for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll call it second down and 12. Thayer into the Community First Banking Company red zone already tonight. They line up with Grimes going wide to the far side. Split backs. Tight end on the far side. Thayer. Oh, they caught Salem in the shift. They go to Jackson Willison. Runs up the middle. He's inside the 15 and going to be down to about the 13-yard line. That's going to be another 7. They make an 8-yard carry. They mark him down at the 12. Well, Thayer now with a third down and about 4 yards to go. It's a long 3, short 4 for another first down. Thayer in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Salem Tigers. Threatening to score already in this game. We're 2 minutes in. Split backs. Double tight set. Two wide receivers on the near side. Landry picked up under center. Long signal count. Now turn, gives it to Willison. Willison cuts on the inside, gets hit, and goes down to about the 7-yard line. I believe that's going to be enough for a first down. I believe it'll be a first down as they mark him down at about the 7. He had to get to the 8. That's easily a first down on a, what is that, 7-yard carry? 5-yard carry. 5-yard carry for Jackson Willison, second carry of the night. The Bobcats with another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. 9:20 to go on the first quarter clock. Fair Bobcats knocking on Salem's door offensively. Via the air and via the ground. They line up here double tight with the power T formation. Pitches up under center. Turn gives it to Jackson. We're going to get a procedure call against Fair. Somebody jumped early. Salem's jumping around up there on defense at them. I think they do that to try and make the offensive lineman jump, but there's nothing illegal about it.
No, but it works a lot.
Yeah, it does work a lot. It works right there.
Especially on a young line.
It'll back the Bobcats back up to the 11-yard line. So a first and goal to go from the 11 for the Thayer Bobcats. Second penalty already in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. You only had, what, 5 for the entire game last week against the Liberty Eagles. Again, double tight set, power T formation. Pitch up under center, turns to his right, gives a little bit. No, he keeps it. Look at him in zone, got a man wide open. Touchdown! Thayer Bobcats, Eric Steiner with a touchdown catch on the 11-yard toss from Landry Pitts to Simer. That's a good throw, good catch by the sophomore. And Eric Steiner gets a touchdown, puts the Bobcats up early, 6-0. Comes with 8:57 to go in the first quarter. So Thayer in just a little over, well, just under 3 minutes, marking this ball down, or just over 3 minutes, marking this ball down the field and gets the touchdown. That'll line up here for the extra point, and it'll be Zach Jones on to kick it for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts to holder. Bobcats snap it. Ball is down. Kick is up. And looks good from here. It is right down the middle. So Thayer Bobcats hit the extra point, and with 8:57 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-0 Thayer over Salem. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
After a good kickoff return on the opening kick, the Bobcats took over at the 43-yard line. And they marched the ball right down the field, a 43-yard drive that took just under three, right, actually just over 3 minutes. And Landry Pitts hits timers with an 11-yard touchdown pass. Bobcats kick the extra point, lead it 7-0 with 8:57 to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats getting ready to kick it off. We'll see the Salem offense for the first time tonight. unless the Bobcats onside it or squib kick it and get it recovered. I would not be surprised to see that happen right here.
They are quick on these kickoffs.
Yes, they are. Bobcats get teed up. Magnuson puts foot into it. No, it's a deep kick. Going to be taken at the, they let it bounce down to the 15-yard line. Here comes the receiver or the ball carrier up to the 25, brought down there. And about the 26-yard line, mean Austin Green making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcat defense trucked out on the field. First half, the Thayer Bobcat defense was really good last week. Second half, they gave up some points, but they were playing a lot of young folks, mixing them in with the first-teamers, just trying to get some more people some Friday Night Lights experience. Here comes the Salem offense. They're led by Garrett Connell. He is a three-year starter. He's a senior, finally. 6'3", 190 pounds, worth number 15. He'll line up in shotgun. He'll get up behind the center. He'll be all over the place. And he does like to run the football. They line up with three receivers in a bunch on the near side, one wide to the far side. Going to hand it to the fullback, running right up the gut out to the 31-yard line. That's about a five-yard pickup. And it was number 25?
25, Jimmy Barton.
Jimmy Barton on the carry, number 25, starting running back. Fullback is Devin Atchison, where it's number 24, and that's why I'll be confused on these guys all night long. Connell, where's number 15? He breaks the huddle with 19 seconds on the play clock. Get a lone step back in the backfield. Three receivers in a bunch on the left side this time. Wide guy to the right. They give it again to to the running back, Jimmy Barton. And he got smacked that time, only about a two-yard gain running out the middle.
Not going to be able to do that to Zach Jones very much.
Zach Jones making the initial hit. And then Mean Austin Green came up to finish him off. 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Salem with a third down and three after that two-yard pickup. Number 25, Jimmy Barton, the running back, a senior, 6 foot, 160 pounds. Their fullback is a senior, 6 foot, 185. He's been lining up in the slot on the far side. And this time he lines up in the backfield. So in the I formation on the third down and three, I've looked for the pass here. Double wide set, tight ends on the left side. Connell looking to throw, throws over the middle, gets hit as he throws, and the pass falls incomplete at the 20, at the 35-yard line. There, Bobcats shocked again. Jackson Willison back there.
Seven. Weston Rogers.
And Weston Rogers making me a hit. So, Thayer Bobcats are going to force Salem into a punting situation here on a fourth down and a long three from their own 34-yard line. Bobcats will drop Lane Grimes back deep to receive this kick. Punter was doing a pretty good job in the warm-ups this afternoon, kicking the ball consistently about 40 yards downfield. They are finally getting set in the kickoff. With the punt cover.
Wow.
There's a block kick. The kick is blocked and recovered by the Thayer Bobcats at the 15-yard line.
Brendan Bigger with the block.
Bigger with the block and Peyton Mills with the recovery. And the Thayer Bobcats recover it in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Thayer Bobcats with 7:29 to go in the first quarter. Block a punt.
You know, he jumped to block it with his hands and it hit him in the chest.
Yeah, hit him in the chest. No need to block or no need to jump. Wow, what a development here. Thayer Bobcats blocked the punt and recover it back at the 15-yard line. And Landry Pitts brings out his offense. He's got Griffin Willison on his right hip to protect and shotgun formation. Jackson Willison on the flanker on the left side. Pitts back looking to throw. They're going for it all right here. Now Pitts going to pull it down and run. He's to the 10-yard line. Actually run out of bounds at about the 11. It'll be a 4-yard pickup on first down. For the quarterback, Landry Pitts, didn't see him out of the open. I like to see Landry making that decision quick. Don't stand back there and get beat up. Nobody's open. Tuck it and run for what you can get, and then redo it again on second down. And a 4-yard pickup. You'll take that every time on first down. Coach Weber always talks about winning on first down,
winning on first down.
4 yards on first down is a win. Bobcats come out here. Two wide receivers, foot wide to the far side. Landry Grimes up under center with the I-backs behind him. They give it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle, ducks his head, and he'll pick up only a couple on the play. Big number 71 making the tackle for Salem. That is Travis Fulton, 6'3", 225. Now, Willison goes about 205, but he's not anywhere near 6'3".
No.
So that's a bit of a mismatch. 6:30 to play in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a third down and four. They've had a good balanced attack so far tonight. They've run it both plays here inside the 15. See what they do this time. Three receivers on a bunch and a wideout on the left side. They pitch it to Jackson Willison, going for some blockers. He's to the five, dives to the end zone, threw a tackler for a touchdown. Oh, my, what a run by Jackson Willison. Willison with a 10-yard touchdown run on the left side. And, I mean, he ran right through Caden Kaufman, number 10 back there, who was a little bit slow getting up.
That was an exclamation point.
That was. That is a touchdown. Thayer Bobcats make it 13-0 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. And Thayer dominating Salem here early in this ballgame. Thayer lines up in the swinging gate. Now they'll bring everybody to the middle. And Zach Jones will try to make it 2-for-2, kicking the extra points. So Jackson Willison with the touchdown. So now Willison with one early. Simers with the first one on the pass reception. Oh, and it's a bad snap picked up by Landry Pitts. Bobcats running the fire drill. Pitts still with it, looking to throw into the end zone. Ball's knocked down. So Thayer fails on the muff snap on the extra point. So the two-point conversion, no good. Our score remains 13-0 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Salem here in Dent County. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Dent County, home of the Salem Tigers, Salem, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats with an early 13-0 lead over the Tigers. Second touchdown coming after a block punt. Thayer took it at the 15-yard line and scored in four plays. It was actually scored in three plays. Jackson Willison on a 10-yard touchdown run over the left side, taking a little extra time here for a water break. Humid night here in Salem. Thayer Bobcats now send out the kickoff team. Salem back at the receiving team out there. We'll say thanks again to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch spot of the Thayer broadcast crew. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Penny Lane Accounting. And a brand new booster joining us tonight, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition. I got to get down there and check that out. Here's the kickoff. Jones puts a foot into it, taken by one of the up men at the 23-yard line. Trying to get to the outside, and Mikhail Cray will round him up and throw him down back at the 25-yard line. That's a good old-fashioned bulldog
that
right
was,
there. Mikhail looked like he was
shoot-dogging out there in the rodeo.
Yeah, it looked like he was still wrestling. It looked like he was doing. Good job, Mikhail Cray, on the coverage. And the Salem Tigers bring out the offense for the second time. Their first possession was a three and out. Three runs, or a couple of runs, didn't go for much. And Salem will have it first and 10 at their own 23-yard line, where they finally marked him down. And the quarterback, Garrett Cannell, brings out his offense. 6'3", 190-pound senior. A single setback in the backfield. That is Jimmy Bart, number 25. Three receivers in the bunch on the left side, one wide to the near side. They're going to give it to Barton, running over the left. Barton breaks the tackle and finally gets out across the 30 to 32. Nice run. Kid runs hard. And picks up about, we'll give him 4 yards. Griffin Willison tripped him up and made the play defensively for the Thayer Bobcats. You join us late. Thayer leads it 13-0. Already 5:45 to go in the first quarter. It's been all Bobcats so far. Salem taking their time in the huddle. They break it with 17 seconds left in the play clock. Now take their time coming to the line. Looks like a little bit of confusion out there. Now quarterback Connell up under center. Got Barton behind him. Now man coming in motion. That's the fullback. They're going to give it to Connell. Oh, and he gets hit. Fumbles the football. And we'll see who got it. Who made that hit?
I believe that was Kyron Magnuson.
I think yes, it was. Kyron Magnuson, I mean, he laid the smack down on Jimmy Bart and a loss of 4 yards as that ball popped out of there, recovered by the Salem Tigers. I mean, he came in and he shot that gap on the sweep and he went right to the running back.
Yeah, he shot the gap thinking somebody was going to be there and nobody,
was there to block him. Yeah, nobody with the running back. Under 5 minutes to go now, first quarter. Third down and 9 for the Salem Tigers. Salem bringing two receivers out to the near side. This time, Collins shotgun. High snap, brings it down, looking to throw. Pass over the middle is almost intercepted. Landry Pitts got his paws on it, knocked it down, but he couldn't bring it in. Pass was intended for Bradley Gover, the tight end, and it'll be fourth down for the Salem Tigers. Will they go for it here, down by a bunch? Already down 13-0. I guess we have a penalty flag down. The officials are talking about it, the white hat and the bank judge. And the penalty here is going to be on who? A lot of discussion. Call the penalty and go. There's no reason to discuss everyone. White hat coming to the middle. They're looking to the Salem sideline. And it's going to be...
Roughing the passer?
Pass interference.
Pass interference?
I don't know. I seen a hit on the quarterback, but that didn't seem to pass.
Pass interference?
The 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway, first down Tigers comes on the penalty. That's their first down of the ball game. Brings it out to the 44-yard line. I guess they called that on Landry Pitt. He had both hands in the air. He was the one that almost caught the ball.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near the receiver. Wow. All right, first and 10, Salem. Connell brings out the I-backs. Double tight set, got a receiver wide to both sides. He turns around, talks to his fullback. There, Bobcats got everybody up in the box. They're going to give it on the gifts. Oh, another big hit by the Fair Bobcats. That was Peyton Mills.
That was Peyton Mills.
He wrapped up Jimmy Barton, and he went nowhere. Pick up of 1 yard on the play. Actually, give him two. He got out to the 46-yard line. Peyton Mills with a big smack. He got the Hitman Award last week.
Did he really?
Yeah. No, that's not right. He got the defensive award last week.
He's playing for it this week, too.
He is. I mean, he likes getting those stickers. Likes those free T-shirts.
Yeah.
Likes those free T-shirts. Second down and 8 for the Salem Tigers. Nearing midfield. Ball at their own 41-yard line. This time, Connell's in shotgun. Got a man to protect on the right side. Looks like a passing down here. He's back. Going a little bit to the right. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. Now he's being chased by mean Austin Green. Throws this thing downfield. And that pass is over the head of the receiver. Well, that was quite a throw right there.
It was.
He threw that ball rolling to his right, 55 yards in the air. And that'll bring up a third down and 8 on the incompletion. Wow. I mean, he aired that thing out. And the receiver was behind the defense. Defensive back trying to make up ground back there. And I guess there's nobody happier on the field right now than the defensive back who let the receiver get behind. That pass was incomplete because if he makes that catch, that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
Third down and 8 now for Salem at their own 41-yard line. Misfiring on them. They haven't completed one yet, have they?
Nope. He's 0 for 3.
They send two receivers wide to the far side, one wide to the near side. Connell in shotgun here. Straight back, looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. He rolls right, throws this one over the middle. Almost incomplete. In and out of the hands of Wayne Grimes, who came up to knock it down. And that'll bring up a fourth down at their own 41. And you got to think Salem, yep, they're going to punt this ball away. Try and pin the Bobcats back deep. I think Wayne was running too fast.
Yes, he was. He's back there punching himself.
He was running too fast, straight at the ball.
It is.
It's really hard to judge. And Connell threw a rocket across the middle.
He's got a good arm.
Not sure who was throwing it to because there wasn't anybody touching it except Lane Grimes. So fourth down and 2. Salem now on the punt try. Good snap. Last one got blocked. This time he gets it away. Knuckleball going to be caught by Grimes back at the 27-yard line out to the 30. Breaks the tackle and powers it out to the 35. Pretty good field position for the Thayer Bobcats. That's their own 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, third possession of the night. First two have resulted in touchdowns. And with 3:37 to go here in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats lead Salem 13-0. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, old Solomon Cornelius up there, the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11th Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, and Freeman & Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service. More of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Here come the Bobcats on offense. Full house, power T formation, double tight set. Landry up under center, quick snap, gives it to Griffin to Jackson Wilson. He's out to the 40, 45, he's to the 50, on his feet, cuts it back in at the 45 and gets caught right there. Oh, that's a late hit. Yep, and the penalty flag comes out. A late hit on the Salem Tigers. That is a 21-yard run for Jackson Wilson. And we're going to pile some numbers on behind that one for the Thayer Bobcat offense.
So what
great job of blocking. The ends that time completely sealed that side of the ball. I mean, nobody hit Griffin until he got 20 yards downfield.
When you teach a quarterback how to perform the sweep, pitches the ball, and he gets out front and blocks.
And blocks. Landry did.
5 yards in front of Jackson Willis and blocked.
He did. That's a beautiful run over the right side. And the penalty flag is going to carry this ball all the way down to, what, about the 29-yard line. So Salem Bobcats back in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Salem Tigers with 3:28 to play in the first quarter. Thayer looking to make a round of it early. Already up 13-0, and the offense has been pretty much unstoppable by the Salem defense. Thayer comes to the line again in the power T formation. Jackson, Griffin, Willison, and Lane Grimes in the backfield. This time is Landry looking to throw, throws this one over, complete to his safety valve. That is Griffin Willison. Breaks one tackle, breaks another, but still going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. It's a lot of running for a 5-yard gain. Griffin Willison making the catch in for Thayer. That's a 5-yard pickup on a first down. It'll be second down and 5. And we count down to 3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Bobcats in the huddle here, 23 seconds on the play clock. Thayer's been able to do just about whatever they wanted to in this first quarter.
Yes, they have.
Run the ball effectively, throw the ball effectively. Second down and 5. Again, powerhouse backfield in the T formation. Landry Pitts up under center. Turn, pitches it to Willison. Willison with a stiff arm and then gets brought down just inside the 25-yard line. Good defensive play out there by the Salem Tigers. That was Jackson Willison. Will pick up only one on the play. It'll be third down now and about 4 for the Bobcat offense. I was kind of looking to see if he got up okay because he got his feet cut out from under him in a hurry. Jackson usually doesn't go down that hard.
No.
At that time, he went down pretty quick.
And usually he delivers the hit.
Yeah. Got caught by surprise. Third down and about 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Landry Pitts up, fakes the throw, gives to Grimes, running up in the middle, and Lane will get down to about 20 to the 21-yard line. Going to pick up about 2.5 of the 3 yards they needed for the first down, and you can bet that Thayer Bobcats are going to take this one and go for it on fourth down. They'll lead fourth and about a half a yard. Thayer's got to get just outside the 19, ball sitting with the nose right on the 20-yard line. So fourth and about 1, Thayer comes out in that power box.
I'd watch Landry.
I'd watch him going the other way, absolutely. He takes a snap, and he does go the other way. He's got the first down, breaks the tackle, 5-yard line, touchdown. Landry Pitts, a 21-yard touchdown run. You call this stat man, Adam. They put the box on the left. He went right. He bounced off a tackler, and it was to the races, and Landry Pitts wins that race about every time. 21-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 19-0. Over the Class 3 Salem Tigers. Thayer lines up for the two-point conversion here. They're in the swinging gate. Now they'll bring everything to the side. Actually bring everything to the middle. And we'll line up to kick the extra point. Thayer looking to go up by 3 touchdowns plus here in the first quarter. Zach Jones back to kick. Good snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it's right down the middle. It's good. And with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter, Thayer leads Salem 20-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company. Our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, the Steak and Shake in West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Alton Bank, and Thayer Fitness and Nutrition. Thank you all for helping to boost the Bobcats. We're in Salem, Missouri. Thayer with a 20-0 lead with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. And Statman Adam, it's been all Bobcats.
Yeah, not much going for the Salem Tigers here early in the ballgame.
Bobcats have a key teed up at the 40-yard line. Kyron Magnuson puts the left foot into it. Good high kick this time. Taken by the deep back of the 15-yard line up to the 20-25. Spins at the 30 and going to be brought down at about the 32-yard line. Campbell on the return. Bunch of Bobcats making the play out there. including Aaron Carl, who is getting suited up for the first time this year. Good to see another youngster out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats.
And making a play.
And making
right
a play.
Right there by the ball.
They marked him down actually at the 33-yard line. That's where Salem will take it, first and 10. Tigers haven't done much offensively. Their only touchdown, their only first down in the first quarter has come on a penalty by the Thayer Bobcats for a phantom pass interference call that I still don't understand.
Nope.
I still don't understand. We'll look at that one on the film. They come out here in a single back set. And this time at tailback, I think they got a new number out there, number 22, Jamal Metcalf. They turn on him. Ball. No, they're taking it the other way on a reverse. This one's got some opportunity here. Out to the 40-yard line, the ball carrier. He's to the 50, to the 40, and out of bounds right there at the 40-yard line. Number 10, Caden Kaufman, on the reverse, takes it all the way down to the 38-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. That is 10, 20, and about 28 yards. They marked him down. Actually, it's a 40 out of bounds. So that is a 28-yard pickup for number 10, Caden Kaufman, running the reverse, and the Bobcats didn't stay home, Adam.
No, nope, got to stay home.
Got to stay home. And just good execution of the reverse by the Salem Tigers.
He's back.
They come out here with three receivers on the near side, one on the far side. A little something going here for Salem. Quarterback rolls to his right. Now gets away from the tackler. He's across the 40 to the 35, down to the 29-yard line and down. That is Connell with about 11-yard pickup and a first down. So two first downs on the drive for the Salem Tigers, and on consecutive plays. They're making a substitution up front. Big number 79 coming out of the game for the Thayer Bobcats.
That was Zach Jones.
Or was it Zach Jones, number 75? Schaefer Mullins, number 66, I believe, was checked in. Coach Weber trying to get some fresh legs up there on that defensive line. So another first and 10 for the Salem Tigers. They come out here in the I formation. Connell's up under center. Wide receiver to either side. They're going to run it up in the middle. No, quarterback's going to keep it. Connell gets hit and brought down after a 2-yard pickup, maybe 3 on the play. And now we got a penalty flag going down against the Thayer Bobcats again. One of the Bobcat players tripped, and when he tripped, he stepped on one of the Salem Tigers, and he's going to be called for a personal foul. That's a tough call.
I hate
to be a complainer, but he tripped. He tripped, and when he was going backwards and tripped, and he came down on one of the Salem Tigers, and I guess you just got to be careful out there. So another personal foul. That's the second one tonight against the Thayer Bobcats. That takes the ball all the way down to the 13-yard line.
That is three first downs on three consecutive plays for the Salem Tigers.
Yeah, the Tigers have got something going here. Bobcat defense, you know, we've seen them with some great goal line stands all season long. Had some goal line stands against the HI Indians even in the season opener. And they had a couple of goal line stands last week. Well, first and goal to go, ball inside the 20. They stopped Liberty a couple of times last week and did the same thing to Highland. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter. Our score, 20-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers at the end of one quarter of play. We'll be back with our second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And just ready to get this started here in the second quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lead 20-0 over the Salem Tigers, but the Tigers are threatening. Three consecutive plays resulting in first downs, one of them on a penalty. And the Salem Tigers have the ball down at the Thayer Bobcat 15-yard line. 12 minutes on the clock. First play of the second quarter for Salem, and their deepest penetration, obviously, of the game. First quarter dominated by Thayer, but Salem got a little fire lit under him with that reverse that went for...
It was a good play.
Yeah, went for 28 yards, and that kind of lit a fire under them. Connell up under center, got the I-backs behind him, and they're going to give it to the halfback, trying to get to the outside, cuts it in off the block, breaks a tackle, is down inside the five, all the way down to about the two-yard line. That's a nice run on first down, picking up about 12 yards. That is Jimmy Bart, the 6-foot, 160-pound senior. Lane Grimes coming up from a safety to save the touchdown. But Salem's going to have it here, first and goal to go from the 3-yard line. So an 11, 12-yard pickup for Jimmy Bart. And Salem's offense starting to get a little bit done. And I think they're about to get defense up 20-0. It's kind of relaxed a little bit. Those on-field captains out there, they got to get this defense fired back up. Now, Salem's made this look too easy on this drive. Tigers break the huddle. Number 10 going to the far side. That is Caden Kaufman, the man who lit that fire under this offense. Connell up under center. From the 3-yard line, they turn, give it to the big fullback. He powers it into the end zone. Touchdown, Salem Tigers, with 11:23 to go. In the first quarter, the fullback, Devin Atkinson, with the touchdown run for the Salem Tigers. That makes our score 20-6, but Salem on the board against the Affair Bobcat defense. They will line up to kick the extra point here. That's just a good play there, a little power play, and he ran right through a couple of tackles. Good power drive and good power run by the 185-pound senior, Devin Etchinson. Kicker is on to attempt the extra point. It is blocked. Extra point is blocked. It'll be no good. So the second block kick of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. And with 11:23 to go in the second quarter, Thayer leads Salem 20-6. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Yeah, with a 20-6 lead, the Salem has just scored, and, well, they took that thing right down the field like it was nobody's business, Adam.
Yes, they did.
They took over that football at, what, about the 32-yard line and marked it 69 yards in only about four or five plays.
Yeah, and I might look for an onside here.
Might do that. Yeah, Bobcats, I'm sure they've talked about that. So here we go. Thayer Bobcats with a 20-6 lead. The Bobcat offense about to get the ball back. And, of course, Thayer took the opening kickoff. Got a good return and then marched it down the field for the touchdown. Thayer with three first-quarter touchdowns. And, by the way, that's another $150 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Thayer Dental Care, Dr. Patel and staff. Here's the kickoff. And going to be a short kick. It's going to be, well, Bobcat's going to have to come up and get it. They do. Lane Grimes has got it. And he gets it to the left side. He's got some room. He's out to the 40, 45, and all the way out to the 48-yard line before he's tripped up. Another good run back on the kick for the Thayer Bobcats. Lane Grimes takes this one out to about the 48-yard line where he landed. And the Thayer Bobcat offense back out on the field. And we'll have it for a fourth time tonight. Thayer scored on all three of their possessions in the ballgame. Bobcats have not punted. Of course, one of those possessions, it was only a 15-yard drive because they blocked a punt and punched it in from the 10-yard line, a Willison touchdown. Three different Bobcats have scored during the game so far tonight. And Thayer comes down the single back set, got a flanker on the near side. They're going to turn, pitch it to Griffin Willison, cuts it up inside. Then it's through a tackle, now across the 50 to the 47-yard line. That was Griffin Willison delivering another. Was it Griffin or Jackson?
That was Griffin.
It was Griffin, 22. And that'll be about six yards.
That was Jackson.
Was it Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson Willison. And like you said, delivering the hit on the tackle. And it'll be a second down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. By the way, that first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Second down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. They've been successful in the air and on the ground here in the first half. Put backs here, double wide set. Landry back, looking to throw, going to air this one out, looking for Grimes downfield. Ball is out of bounds, incomplete. Good coverage back there by the cover man. Forcing Landry to throw that ball out of bounds was the only way he was going to keep that one from maybe getting picked off. So it'll be third down at about four. Fair going for the downs. And the defender was there. That's a nice play by the number seven back there for Salem. That is Colin Heaven, senior, 6'2", 165. Had Grimes covered up. Third down and four now for the Bobcats as they break the huddle. Down to 29 seconds on the play clock. 10:32 to go in the first half. Fair in a power T formation, double tie set. They turn, pitch it to Jackson Willison, get behind the blocker. He breaks the tackle. He's into the clear. Now cuts it to the outside at the 30, threw a tackle to 25, still on his feet, down to the 20-yard line. From the 41 all the way down to the 20-yard line. That's another 21-yard run for Jackson Willison. And, man, did he make some nice moves. Willison down to the 21-yard line and another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Jackson's got to be getting on up there in yards. 72 yards already in the game. Of course, had 178 last week in the win over the Liberty Eagles. First and 10 Thayer. They come here in a shotgun formation. Going to turn, give the ball to Willison again, running up right up the middle, cuts it to the left, now cuts it back right and gets down to the 14-yard line where they mark him down. And that'll be a 6-yard pickup on first down for Jackson Willison. Jackson just continuing to pound the defense and actually give him 7 on that play. It is second down and 2 with 9:46 to go in the first half. They're leading 20-6 over the Salem Tigers. Bobcats here in a split back formation. Simer wide to the left side, Grimes wide to the near side. Magnuson, the tailback, going to give it right up the middle. This is Griffin Willison this time. And gets hit up in the line and then driven back for about... Now, how is that not a penalty? Actually, that was Griffin. They hit him forward. Progress is all the way to 10. It's going to be a first down. And then they tackled him all the way back at the 18-yard line. I mean, I don't know how that's not a penalty. That'll be a first down as the ball is just shy of the 10-yard line. So Thayer could get another first down without getting into the end zone, but it wouldn't be by much. So first and 10 from the 11. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Grimes going wide left this time. I bet Thayer throws her on this down. I think they're going to go to the tight end. Here's they're going to give it to Jackson Willison. Runs over the left, got a block. He's into the end zone, touchdown. No doubt about that one. Jackson Willison goes in from 11 yards out. The Thayer Bobcats continuing to dominate the Salem Tigers here tonight. That makes it 26-20 with 8:40 to go in the first half. Thayer now will line up. Will they go for two or will they kick it? I think they're going to kick it. They're in the swinging gate. They'll look to the sideline. Coach Weber. And he's going to go for one. That'll bring everybody over, and Zach Jones will attempt another one. So with 8:40 to go in the first half, Thayer with their fourth touchdown. That's $200 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. An 11-yard touchdown run there by Jackson Willison, his second touchdown of the game here in the first half. Here's the snap back. Ball is up. Kick is good. Right down the middle for Zach Jones. He is 3-for-3. And it's 27-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, 27-6, Thayer Bobcats lead this one with 8:40 to go in the first half. Been all Thayer Bobcats all night long. Let's check in back at the Ecom Sports Desk. I know Mike Robertson is there. Mike, have we got an update on that West Plains-Camdenton game yet? I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, we're watching that here. It is 14-0. West Plains leading.
14-0 West Plains. All right, thank you very much. And we'll have all the scores from area games coming up on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Coming up about 8 minutes and 40 seconds from now. Well, game time anyway, probably more like about 20 minutes. As we're kind of dragging out here tonight. Hey, Bobcats set to kick it off. They gave us a little extra time for a water break. Kyron Magnuson teased it up, and to kick it off again, he does. Good high boot. Going to be taken by the deep man back at the 12-yard line. He corrals it to the 15, to the 20, looking for some room. Gets hit back there. Sidesteps the tackle, and finally going to be brought down at about the 21, 22-yard line. So not great field position for Salem to start this drive. The last time they had it, Statman Adam, they rolled it right down the field for a touchdown.
And made it look easy.
They really did. And they had, you know, just one big play that kind of ignited all that, and that was the reverse to Kaufman. I would not be surprised if they don't run that play again. Kaufman, it looked like he got some good wheels. I'd try and get him the ball. First and 10, Salem, there, Bobcat defense back out there on the field. Bobcat's getting a couple of subs out there on the defensive side. Coach Weber likes to do that, trying to get some of the young guys ready for football Friday night. He got the sophomore out there now, Mark Spencer, wearing number one. He usually is out there in place of Willison.
Nope, not this time.
Yep, Jackson's on the sideline. Nothing wrong with him, just getting Spencer in there for a little chance to play. And a little rest, and now we're going to get a penalty called on Salem for a delay of game.
Timeout.
All right. Well, they threw a penalty flag, but they actually got the timeout first. So, timeout taken by the Salem Tigers. Thayer leads it here in Dent County 27-6. We'll be back with the first play in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And the timeout ended a little bit early. Salem Tigers have run a play, and the quarterback, Connell, got chased out of the pocket on the pass play. Just before he got hit, he got it out to Barton. Barton made the catch at the 18-yard line, and he was immediately brought down by Jackson Willison, and that's a loss of 3 yards on the pass play for Salem. It'll be second down and 13 for the Tigers, 7:56 to go here in the first half. Thayer leading 27-6. Connell in shotgun, got a man on his right hip to protect. Bobcats being good pressure on him. And they get it again. He throws this ball across the middle. It is complete. And at the 30-yard line, ball carrier still on his feet out to the 35 before he's brought down. Pass goes to, Number 20, that is Luke Campbell. The wide receiver makes the catch, and they pick up, pick up 17 yards on the pickup on the pass play. And is that the first completion?
Second
completion of the night for Salem.
First one was the minus
three. Oh, that's right, the minus three. 17 yards on that one, and a new set of downs for Salem at their own 35-yard line. Connell, boy, he throws it hard. I bet he pitches on the baseball field.
I'd say so.
Connell, in shotgun here. Right back looking to throw. Fair Bobcats getting pressure on him again. This time he stands in there, throws it over the middle. Ball is incomplete. Nice hit. Oh, and they're going to call a penalty on Lane Drive. Lane coming from the backside. The ball hit the receiver. Lane Grimes hit him and knocked him down. The ball came out, and I think they're going to call him for a pass interference. This is ridiculous. There is no way that is a penalty. Absolutely none. They're going to call pass interference on the Thayer Bobcats. That's a silly call. They've had the same official make that same call every time Thayer defends a pass.
Yep. He was the one that called the helmet as well.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy's seeing things that I'm not seeing. Wow. Brings the ball all the way out to the 50-yard line. Still goes down into an incomplete pass, puts the ball out to the 50-yard line for the Salem Tigers. I mean, that was obviously not pass interference. First and 10, Salem. Connell back in shotgun formation at his own 45-yard line. Brings the man in front of the motion, in front of the play in motion. Now he stops, and we're going to get a penalty flag. We're going to have illegal procedure against Salem. I don't know about that one either. I didn't see anybody move up there. But the official saw something there he didn't like. That'll back him up five. So it'll be first and 15 for the Salem Tigers. 7:13 to go here in the first half. You joined us late. Thayer's dominated the game. They lead it 27-6. Salem has been helped here by a couple of calls, a couple of pass interferences, a helmet-to-helmet on offense, of all things. I'll have to ask Coach Billy Weber about those on the coach's corner. While they're taking their time here, getting a play in, getting to the sideline, down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Now Salem gets up there. Connell back at his own 40-yard line. Three wide receivers, two on the near side, one on the far side. Connell straight back looking to throw. Bobcats giving pressure again. He gets away from it, and he's going to run. He's to the 50, to the 45. Bobcats come up, knock him down. Shy of the first down marker at the 42, but it'll be a 13-yard pickup for the quarterback. That is Garrett Connell for the Salem Tigers. He'll pick up a good 13 yards. Bobcats came up, make the stop. And it'll be second down of about two for the Salem Tigers wearing the navy blue uniform. Got the powder blue numbers and trim. And Bobcats wearing a white tonight, trimmed in the green. Next week is homecoming over at Lewis Bosman Field and Fair. We'll talk about that a little bit at halftime. Homecoming Friday, next Friday, September 24th at Lewis Bosman Field. Salem comes out here. They got receivers in the bunch on both ends. A lone setback behind Connell. He turns. They're going to hand it on the reverse. And that is S. Feaster again. He's trying to get to the line of scrimmage. Going to be knocked down. Ah, it's going to defend. Well, they're going to give him a spot across the 40. And that'll be a first down for Caden Kaufman. And again, running a little, I guess you'd call it a jet sweep that time. And they needed 2 full yards. It looks like he got it. The ball's inside the 40. First down marker is outside the 40. So another first down for the Salem Tigers. And Salem on the move again.
They blocked that play really well.
Yeah, they do. Bobcats came up, made the play defensively for only a 2-yard gain. So fool me once, but you won't fool me twice. First and 10.
An update, West Plains 21, Camden 0.
All right, 21-0.
Big shout out to Mike Libby, PA announcer of the Fair Bobcats.
First and 10 for the Salem Tigers at the Fair 40-yard line. Connell again. Oh, he wanted to hand it off, but the defense was there. He takes it and runs and gets it down to about the 36-yard line. I mean, he was going to hand that off to the back, and he saw the defender right there to make the tackle.
Magnuson had a hand on both of them.
Yeah, he did. And it's still about a 3-yard pickup for Connell, the quarterback, to about the 36-yard line. That was a good play by Connell.
It was.
Saw that his back was going to get tackled for about a 3-yard loss, and he just pulled it back in and took off running. And picks up 3, almost 4 yards on the play. But down to 5 minutes to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Mike Robertson will have some scores from other games around the region. We'll talk about the SCA a little bit. Connell up under center. High back behind him. He gets the ball to Barton. Barton hitting the backfield and brought down. That was Kyron Magnuson again coming off the end. Makes the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. And that was kind of a one-arm sweep. A one-arm sweep, and that's a loss of about 3 yards on the play. Makes it now second down and about eight. Or excuse me, third down and eight. Barton. And they're going to give a little bit of credit on that play to Biggers coming up. But that was Kyron Magnuson right there. Got his big left paw out there and knocked him down with one hand. Third down and a long eight for the Tigers with 4:20 to go in the first half. They send him in wide to the far side. That is Wyatt Campbell. Like to throw the ball to him. Got a man wide to the near side. High backs behind Connell up under center. He turns, going to give it to the back. Nope, keeps it. He'll throw this one out into the flats and over the head of his intended receiver out of bounds. That's just a badly thrown ball there by Connell. He had a receiver wide open over there that could make the connection. That'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and about 8 yards to go here for the Salem Tigers. And they're obviously going to go for it, down 27-6 with 4 minutes to go in the half. Inside the 40-yard line. Bobcats getting some more beef up on that offensive line. On the defensive side, 4th and 8 for the Salem Tigers. Connell in shotgun, got a man on his right hip to protect. Bobcats looking blitz. There's a snap. Looking to get some pressure. Now Connell going to have to run for his life to the left. Pulls up the throw, and it's incomplete. The Fair Bobcats have held the Salem Tigers on a 4th down and 8 inside the 40-yard line. And Fair will take over 1st and 10 at their own 38-yard line. And we're going to get a water break on the field. So we're going to step away. 3:56 to go in the first half. Fair leads Salem 27-6. Bobcats have got the ball when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we're back here at the Tiger Stadium, home of the Salem Tigers in Dent County. Dent County, see, nice town up here. I like Salem as a community. Nice community.
It's really pretty on the drive in.
Yeah, got some good friends up here, including our buddy Stan Pedorsky over at KSMO Radio. All right, Stan's been doing this for 37 years. Been the voice of the Salem Tigers.
I only know one person been doing football games longer than that.
I know a couple. All right, here come the Fair Bobcats on offense. They've got four receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side, and a pitch and shotgun formation throws the quick out to Jackson Willison. He's out to the 40-yard line, 45, got a block, and powers it out to near the 47.5 before he's knocked out of bounds. That's going to be close to a first down. So the Bobcats throw the quick out, the quick hitter to Griffin Willison, and it's going to be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. They mark this ball down. It's a 49-yard line. So another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Point. And with 3:42 to go in the first half, Thayer looking to put a 5th touchdown on the board. Want another $50 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from Thayer Dental Care. 1st and 10, Thayer lines up here. Split backs. Oh, full house backfield behind Landry Pitts. He gives it to Grimes in the middle. Grimes fumbles the football. Landry Pitts jumps right back on it. Lane Grimes with the fumble, and Landry Pitts saw it and jumped on it. Right back at the line of scrimmage, so no harm, no foul. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10 from the 49-yard line. Fair Bobcat offense has not faltered every time they've had the ball tonight. They have scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they have.
And they want to keep that streak alive here. A little power formation. And a little misdirection. Now, Landry Pitts is going to throw it. The ball is over the middle. Caught. What a catch by Lane Grimes.
Wow.
Lane Grimes picking it off with his shoestring and makes the catch for a 13-yard first down play for the Thayer Bobcats.
I think they had the paint on that because he picked it off of it.
He sure did. I thought that ball was badly underthrown, and Grimes made this circus catch at the 38-yard line. So 13 yards and a first down. For the Fair Bobcats, first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They are here in the power T formation on a first down play. Give it to Jackson Willison running over the right. He breaks one tackle. He's still on his feet down to the 31-yard line and brought down. Start at the 38, down to 31. That's about a 7-yard pickup in my book for Jackson Willison. Jackson Willison closing in on a 100-yard game already.
97 yards on 11 carries.
97 yards in the first half. Had 178 last week. Had 176 against Highland and 155 in the Hayside game.
Yeah.
He's gone over 150 in every game. And he didn't play much in the second half last week, or he might have gone for 200.
He didn't play much in the second half against Highland.
Highland either, yeah. Full house backfield again for Thayer. They fake it. Now they're going to throw it. Pitts looking over the middle, throwing that one, ooh, into a crowd. Almost intercepted, but it's incomplete. And I think one of the defensive players knocked it away from the other defensive player. Trying to go with a tight end down the seam, and Salem had it covered.
That is a dangerous
throw. That was a dangerous throw.
Double coverage there.
But it stops the clock with a minute 51 to go in the first half. Thayer will get a chance to regroup here on a 3rd down and about 4. See what they do. Magnuson, the tight end. A good double coverage. Landry would like to have that throw back. Grimes going wide to the far side. Simers wide to the inside. Here's the turn. Gets to Jackson Willison. Runs over the left. He gets inside to 30. Got a first down as he dives down to the 25-yard line. And he just keeps on going. Like a pinball out there. And it's an 8-yard pickup. That's over 100 yards in the first half for Jackson Willison. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a minute 37 to go in the first half. They are trying to hang 30 on the Salem Tigers here. 30-plus. They scored 38 in the game last week in the first half. Here comes the power eye. Ball goes to Jackson Willison. Run up in the middle. Bounces off the tackler. And down to about the 22. Going to be a hard 3-yard run right there for Jackson Willison. But he continues to bounce off tacklers. He just doesn't get tackled on the first hit very often.
Not very often, unless you take his feet out. That is about the only time you're going to get him on the
first hit. And that happened tonight. But if you try and tackle him high, you're going to pay the price. Second down and 7 for Thayer with a minute to go. In the first half, they're in the Community First Banking Company. Red Jones put back formation. Thayer give in the middle. Pitch back looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is caught by Simers. Simers to the 5 and down to the 2-yard line before he's brought down. Simers with his second catch of the night. That'll be a 20-yard completion. And with 48 seconds to go, it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. First and goal to go from the 2-yard line. Well, this kid's really becoming a player. Eric Simer. 5'8", 145-pound sophomore. Second catch of the night. First one went for a touchdown.
Big play after big play with him.
Absolutely. 20 on that play. And a new first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Bobcats come out in the power T formation. They're going to give it to Jackson Willison. Run over the right side. He's into the end zone. Untouched for a touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. Third touchdown of the night for Jackson Willison. And that makes it 33-6 with 31 seconds to go. In the first half, it's been all Thayer Bobcats all night long. Bobcats will line up for the extra point. And Big Zach Jones going out to attempt the kick. That was impressive. That was an impressive drive by the Thayer Bobcats. Got that ball with, just about 3 minutes to go. Marched it down the field, score with 31 seconds to play in the half. Second touchdown of the second quarter for Thayer. Here's the kick. It is up, and it is good. Right down the middle again for Zach Jones. And the Thayer Bobcats lead Salem 34-6. We'll be back with a kickoff in just 30 seconds on the Econ Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a nice drive and score. Their fifth touchdown of the night comes with 30 seconds to play in the first half. And the Thayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers now 34-6. Willison with 3 touchdown runs, 1 for 10 yards, 1 for 11, and now this one's 2. Pitch hit Simers on an 11-yard touchdown pass, and pitch went for 21 yards and a touchdown. So they have done it every which way here in the first half tonight, and they have dominated this game. And I'm sure the stats are going to show that at halftime, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
It'll be pretty one-sided. Here the Bobcats with the kickoff, a low liner, going to go over the head of one of the back men and all the way down to the 7-yard line, picked up by the ball carrier. He'll get buried at about the 17-yard line. That's about all you can do when that guy lets it go over his head, and you got to go over there and run and pick it up. So it'll be Salem ball with 26 seconds to go in the first half. Then down your own end at about the 17, 18-yard line. I think you go for the downs. I think you got to throw this ball deep.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, just to try and get something before the intermission. And remember, Salem will get the ball to start the second half. Thayer won the coin toss and elected to receive, went down, scored the touchdown, kind of set the tone for the whole game. Here's Connell. Ellen there, quarterback for the Salem Tigers. Got three receivers in a bunch. Just off the right end. Going to hand the ball up in the middle to Barton. Barton, not much room to go up in there. He'll cross the 20, out to about the 23, giving 4 yards on the play. And Salem not calling a timeout here. This may, they may just let this clock run out. Down to 20 seconds on the clock. And Salem apparently is just going to let it go here. 4 yard pickup that time by Barton, Jimmy Barton, running right up the middle. And Salem, they're looking for a play in from the sideline. Will they try and get one away? Down to 4 seconds? No, they won't. That's going to do it for the first half. Our score, 34-6. Thayer Bobcats dominating the Salem Tigers. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hey everybody, it's Redbone, and it is finally fall. Well, sort of. But it's definitely time to start gearing up for the early bow season at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find scents, calls, attractants, cameras, feeders, food plot seed, boots by Muck, Under Armour, and Lacrosse, camo by Nomad, Drake, Under Armour, and more, stands, blinds, and blind chairs. Check out the ammo selection, too. And don't forget the fishing gear at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Welcome to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. The Thayer Bobcats with a 34-6 lead over the Salem Tigers here in Dent County. And it's been all Thayer Bobcats tonight. Thayer got the opening kickoff, and they took just a little over 3 minutes to march it down the field and score. Scored on a Landry pitch to Simers. Eric Simer touchdown pass at 11 yards. Extra point was good. And with 8:57 to go in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats led 7-0. Bobcats weren't done there. They scored 3 first quarter touchdowns. The second one came just about 2 minutes later, 6:15 to go in the quarter. Bobcats, after holding Salem on a set of downs, they blocked the punt. He covered it at the 15-yard line, and 2 plays later, Jackson Willison went in for a 10-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good as the Bobcats had a bad snap. They had to run a fire drill, and the pass was knocked down. But they led 13-0 with still half of the first quarter to go. Bobcats got the ball back again, marched it right down the field again, and Landry Pitts ran it in from 21 yards out, his first touchdown of the night, and the Thayer Bobcats led 20-0 as the extra point was good by Zach Jones. 11:23 to go in the second quarter. Salem put together a drive. They got a little fire lit under them when they ran a reverse to Caden Kaufman that went for about 28 yards and a couple of penalties that gave them some first downs, and Salem eventually scored on a 3-yard touchdown run by Atchison, the fullback, Devin Atchison, and the extra point was blocked. With 11:23 to go in the first half, Thayer led 20-6. Thayer got the ball, marched it right down the field again. Jackson Willison, an 11-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good, made it 27-6. Thayer held Salem again, got the ball back just before the half, and Willison scored with 30 seconds to go on a 2-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. And that brings us to halftime in our score, 34-6. It has been all Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Reports. Pat Matt Adam is busy working on the halftime stats. We'll have those for you when we come back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, a great job by the Salem Tiger
marching blue.
Band. Yeah, the marching blue, they call them. They've done a great job. And, you know, before we get to the halftime stats, by the way, welcome back to the Thayer PCN Halftime Show. I am thrilled to see the resurgence of high school band.
Yeah.
You know, the Thayer marching band has done a marvelous job. You know, Thayer played 2 weeks in a row at home, and the band did a fantastic job. Salem's done a fantastic job tonight. And even over in Haytime, where their opening week, band was fantastic. So kudos to all the folks that are involved in high school band, and I just love to see it. It doesn't seem like high school football unless you got a high school band out there playing.
Yeah, and the band makes a huge difference.
They really do. They make a huge difference. All right, so Thayer Bobcats lead this one 34-6 over the Salem Tigers. And Statman Adam has put the numbers together, and I'm going to guess, I can't see him from here, but it looks like it's going to be pretty lopsided.
Yeah, they're definitely pretty lopsided from Thayer Bobcat side, leaning towards the Thayer Bobcat side. But we will start with the Salem Tigers. We usually start with the other team. Not the other team, but the home team tonight. But Salem Tigers, rushing-wise, they've got 88 yards. And believe it or not, they're actually pretty spread out. Connell's got 31. Barton's got 23. Kaufman, 31, 28 of that coming off one reverse play. They've got five first downs on the ground with one touchdown. Passing-wise, Garrett Connell is 2 for 9 with 14 yards with one first down. That'll bring their first half totals to 102 yards with 8 first downs and one touchdown. Two of those first downs were coming off penalties. So then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and it gets a little more scatterbrained. Rushing-wise, they've got 149 yards with 4 touchdowns and 5 first downs. Jackson Willison has 110 yards with 3 touchdowns in the first half. Landry Pitts, passing-wise, was 7 for 11 with 90 yards, 1 touchdown and 4 first downs. That'll bring their first half total yards to 239 with 5 touchdowns and 9 first downs.
Pretty good first half.
Not a bad first half.
Pretty good first half, and of course, a game in which the Thayer Bobcats actually, you know, one of those touchdown drives was only a 15-yard drive after Thayer blocked the punt. So, you know, 5 touchdowns, you think that'll be more yards than that. But when you're playing on a short field, you don't get a chance to build those big numbers.
Well, and they've had multiple possessions where they they started out on the 45.
Inside the 50-yard line. All right, so the game been dominated here in the first half by the Thayer Bobcats of Salem. They lead it 34-6. That's 5 touchdowns for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. $250 from Thayer Dental Clinic. We appreciate Dr. Patel and his staff for doing that for us every year for the kids at St. Jude. I'm going to take a little break here. The Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We'll go to Mike Robertson back at the Ecom Sports Desk and get some of the scores of other games around the region. We'll do that in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back here in about 5. To Salem on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's coming in 2022, the Bi-State Area's new Beef Mart. Mohawk's Dark Yards at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent, every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95. This is your Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report. I want to update you some of the scores. If you haven't been listening so far, you missed a good one from Bobcat fans. Bobcats leading Salem here 34-6. West Plains right now with about 45 seconds left in the half, leading Camdenton 21-7. Ava leading Liberty 31-18. Mountain Grove at last report led Willow Springs 7-0. Mountain Home 21-0. Over Batesville right now, and Pocahontas and Nettleton are tied at 14. And of course, baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals are leading San Diego right now 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Cardinals trying to hold on to that wild card spot for the playoffs. We'll have more from Mike up in Dent County coming up here in just a couple of minutes on your Ecom Sports Network, ECNN.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. Time for a change? Well, try Pete's Inn of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSIn.com to place your order now for the Pete's Inn of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Boy, that's a pizza be good right now, wouldn't it?
Pizza sounds really good. You know, I had
pepperoni.
I did have pizza at the ballgame earlier.
Yeah, you did. You have a concession stand.
It was really good pizza, too.
Thayer PCN pizza. You can order one right now and have it ready. They'll have it delivered to you by the end of the ballgame.
Yeah, probably before the fourth quarter.
Yeah, probably before the fourth quarter. All right, Salem Tigers, Thayer Bobcats making their way back out on the field. You can hear the sirens, and Coach Weber talked about that on the Coach's Corner show. They got every siren in town over here. Police, fire, emergency, everybody. And they have a party when the team's taking the field.
You know, I just want to talk about the pride that the Salem Tigers fan base has.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the student section here, and you can't really see them where you're at, but they have not sat down the entire game.
Really?
Not a single down have they sat down.
Yeah, I got to look out the window, see them.
Yeah.
And a huge crowd here tonight.
And even through the entire halftime, they've been out there waving their pom-poms. One's got one stuck in his hair. He's been shaking it.
Well, I'm looking out there now. I hadn't done that. What a huge crowd here tonight.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than you think it is.
Wow, huge crowd here.
Kind of in this press box, and it's kind of quiet in here compared to Teammate and everything else.
Well, we're way up above them.
And that, too. But, yeah, there's a huge crowd on both sides.
And a great crowd of Bobcat fans that made their way in for the game tonight. Matter of fact, the upper and lower bleachers on the Bobcat side are all covered up. So good to see the Bobcats traveling with this team. Well, another half of football coming up. Thayer leads at 34-6. I do want to mention next Friday night, and next Friday is homecoming at Thayer. You know what a big deal that is? Homecoming parade at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And then the homecoming crowning will be at 6 o'clock at the football field. And then, of course, the game against the Houston Tigers. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Now, if you're a Thayer alum, they're not really having any homecoming activities like normal because of the pandemic and the COVID. But what they are going to do is it's going to be a barbecue meal. And it'll be at 5 o'clock. You can go pay your $10, which is your alumni dues, what your alumni dues would be. And there'll be some tables set up down at the football field. You can get your barbecue. I think it's barbecue, chips, and beans or coleslaw or something. It'll be a nice barbecue sandwich, full pork, and enjoy the meal. And, again, they'll start that at about 5 o'clock. And that'll be going on probably up until about halftime of the game. So get out next Friday night for homecoming and Thayer, and begin the parade at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon right down Chestnut Street.
Right down Chestnut.
Yeah, from the old elementary school right down to the police station. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half here in just a moment. Thayer leads Salem 34-6 at the half. Back in a minute on the Econ Sports Network.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, Thayer Bobcats leading here at halftime, 34-6. Halftime is just about over, and thank you to the Thayer Pizza Inn for bringing you the halftime report every Friday night with Thayer Bobcats football. And both teams are on the sideline, getting ready to get this second half started. But mind you, we got the Kansas City Chiefs football coming up Sunday night. Chiefs play on Sunday night football. 6 o'clock for the pregame show, 7:20 for the kickoff. As the Chiefs, boy, and they were impressive. Statman, have you over at the house watching the Chiefs last Sunday? They were impressive.
Yeah, I thought Baker Mayfield was going to get them, and then just out of nowhere, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs come back and just completely dominate every aspect of the game.
Yeah, AFC Player of the Week, Patrick Mahomes. And he'll have his work cut out for him again this week because the Chiefs are going to Baltimore to play the Ravens, and you know what a rivalry that has become.
Yeah.
That Ravens defense against that Chiefs offense. And again, we'll have the game for you on the radio at K-Country 95 Sunday Night Football.
That Ravens defense is scary at home.
Yes, it is. It is certainly scary. All right, Salem Tigers will be receiving to start the second half. They're Bobcats to kick it off, and Kyron Magnuson's leg might be getting tired. Bobcats received to start the game, but the Bobcats have had 5 first-half touchdowns. So he's kicked the ball off 5 times already. And he got it teed up at the 40-yard line. Salem with 3 receivers back deep to receive. And here we go. Second half is underway from Salem, Missouri. There's a high kick. He's going to hit the ground at the 25, bounces back to the 20, picked up there by the ball carrier. And he gets it out across the 30 to about the 34. So Salem with pretty good field position to start their first drive of the second half. They're about to send the starting unit on defense back out there. And it'll be first down with the Salem Tigers. Looks like Connell still in there, quarterback. His running backs are Devin Atchison, the senior fullback, and Jimmy Barton. Well, he's had a pretty good first half.
Yeah, he had 23 yards on 8 carries.
Yeah, so and 31 for Kaufman.
31 for Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, Kaufman did a nice job on that, and 28 of that on that reverse play. Anyway, here comes Salem. They're about to catch defense. Loading it up on the box on first down. Connell up under center. Got 3 receivers to the wide side. They give it to Barton. Running up in the middle. He'll carry the pile for about a 3-yard pickup. A whole bunch of Thayer Bobcats in on the tackle that time. Most of the defensive line in on that play. Landry Pitts getting up off the pile. And Jackson Willison. That's like I said, Zach Jones. All right there to make the play. And about a close to a 3-yard pickup on first down for Jimmy Barton. Right up the middle for the Salem Tigers. And we're underway here in the second half. And it'll be second down at about 7 here for Salem. They break the huddle with 12 seconds to go on the play clock. Got a man coming wide to the near side. 3 receivers on a bunch just off the end on the right side. Connell again up under center. Turn pitches the ball to Barton, and he is buried by Peyton Mills in the backfield back at the 30-yard line. My goodness, what a play by Peyton Mills. As soon as he caught the quick pitch, Peyton Mills drug him down. They're going to give him forward progress to the 34, and that's pretty generous. That's pretty generous spot right there. Anyway, 34-yard line is still a loss of 3 yards on the play. It is third down and 10 for the Salem Tigers. And that's another big play by Peyton Mills. He came to play football tonight. He's been all over this defense.
Yes, he has. He's been watching some game film this week. He's reading the offense like a book.
Third down and 10 for the Salem Tigers. Connell is in shotgun formation here. Got a man on his right hip to protect. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcats gets some pressure. He steps up in the box. Bobcats will hit him behind the line and bring him down. Mean Austin Green making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. And that looks like he is going to lose about a yard, so that'll go down as a sack for Mean Austin Green. Griffin Willison was right there to help out. So it'll be fourth down. They're going to give him, well, they gave him forward progress back to the line, and that was pretty generous again. So fourth down at their own 34-yard line, the Salem Tigers line up the punt. Their Bobcats will send Lane Grimes back around his own 35-yard line to receive this kick. Long snap. Kick is up. Going to be short. Grimes will come up and lets it bounce. It'll bounce all the way down to about the 32 where it falls dead. Salem will down it right there. So Thayer Bobcats have held the Salem Tigers on their first possession of the second half. And our score remains 34-6. Thayer Bobcats will bring the offense out at their own 32-yard line. Landry Pitts in there, quarterback Jackson and Griffin Willison will be the setbacks. Magnuson on one of the tight ends. Of course, that big offensive line for the Thayer Bobcats. And they have done a nice job tonight. Thayer with over 300 yards. I'm so, sorry, 240?
Yeah, right at 240.
240 yards of offense in the first half.
500 yards last week.
Yeah, they're really doing a job.
They've been impressive this season.
9:39 to play in the quarter. First down here brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats in shotgun formation. Pitt brings a man in motion, hands the ball off to Willison. Willison running up in the middle, tries to cut it to the left side, and it's going to be brought down there. Only about a yard on the pickup for Griffin Willison. A rare carry for Griffin here tonight. And picks up just about two out to the 34-yard line. They'll come with a second down play here, getting it in from the sideline. Bobcats break to huddle, and looks like Pitts will be in shotgun formation again. Got Griffin Willison in the backfield on his right side. And double flanker set this time. Grimes is in a slot left. Willison goes in motion. Pitts looking to throw it. Got it to Willison. Catches at the 40, out to the 45, and taken out of bounds at the 46. That'll be an 11-yard completion and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That was a nice play there. I like that. Bring Willison in motion across the front of the formation and throw it to him in the flat. And he caught it in full stride, goes for 11 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. On the first down, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And with just under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, Bobcats are on the march after their own 45-yard line. Willison and Simers going wide to the far side of the field. Grimes wide to the near side. Two receivers in the slot on the near side. Empty backfield. Here's a quick out to Jackson Willison, looking for a block, cuts inside of it, gets back to about the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Not much shaking on the out pattern to Jackson Willison. Had a blocker out there, but he didn't get the block made. And Willison brought down for no gain on the play, but another completion. And the completion percentage tonight has been a really good. What, 9 of 11 in the first half?
Yeah.
And now 2 for 2 here in the second half already.
Makes him 11 for 13.
11 for 13. Good night for Landry Pitts throwing the football.
Yeah, missed the first two of the game and then went on a stretch where he hit four straight.
And here we go. In shotgun, gets the ball to Jackson Willison in the backfield. He's hit at the line. He'll go down. Big number 79 making the play for the Salem Tigers. Who is that young man?
Justin Arthur, a 5'10", 270.
5'10", 270. He wrapped up Jackson Willison right at the line, so no gain on the first down play. It'll be third down and 10. This is a big, stout defensive line for the Salem Tigers. They got some beef up there. You just mentioned 290 and
270,
285.
275.
Yeah, they got big old boys up there. They grow them big in Dent County like the rodeo up here.
Yeah.
There come the Bobcats on a second or third down and 10. Pitts and shotgun. Makes the handoff. Straight back. Will play action. Looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Oh! He had a man open but threw it over his head. Griffin Wilson didn't know the pass was coming to him and he stopped. And for the first time tonight, the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced to punt. So the Bobcats tried a couple of new wrinkles here, and they will be forced to punt with 7:17 to go in the third quarter. There goes that student body of the Salem Tigers you're talking about. Heard that?
Yeah.
Fourth and 10, Bobcats on to punt. Landry Pitts, remember, is the punter, also the quarterback. So you never know when it might be a fake. Low snap, Landry scoops it up. And gets a good boot off as the line driver is going to hit end over end and roll all the way down to the 20, still on the roll, down to about the 17-yard line. That was a good punt. Salem's going to have not very good field position back at their own 17-yard line to start this drive. Neither team has scored in the first 5 minutes of our third quarter. It remains 34-6. And again, they tried some things that we haven't seen throwing the football that time.
And the only way to know if they're going to work, and you can do them, it's to try it.
And you got a big lead, that's the time to try.
Yep.
I save them in the huddle here. They break the huddle with 7:06 to go in the third quarter. 20 seconds on the play clock. Connell is going to be up under center. And the I-back formation, double set. Oh, we've got one to each side. We're going to get this play blown dead. We got a illegal procedure. One of the offensive linemen moved over on that right side for Salem. So they'll back him up five. Take it back to the 12-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 for the Salem Tigers. But thanks again to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Platt Food, and Thayer Farm Center. I was down there today.
Were you?
And to buy some chicken feed. active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains.
I was there yesterday.
Country Cottage in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Olson. First and 15 for the Salem Tigers. They break the huddle. 10 seconds on the play clock. Got to hurry now. Connell is up under center. Got a lone setback behind him. He's going to give it to him. That's Jimmy Barton. He gets hit behind the line. He's not going anywhere. He got into the midst of big Zach Brown, or Zach Jones, and Zach Jones wrestled him down. He does get forward progress of about, 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and long for the Salem Tigers. Wasn't that Zach Jones wrapped him up?
I believe so.
Yeah, stood him straight up and then just wrestled him to the ground. So a 2 yard pickup, second down and 13 for the Salem Tigers. Bringing in somebody from the sidelines here on the offensive side. Clock running down to about 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Neither team has scored so far. Salem's got it, bringing the receiver wide to the near side, just a wide side of the field. Eye backs behind Connell. Turn, pitches it to Barton. Barton's brought down in the backfield. Another big play. That was Jackson Wilson back there to make the stop. They're going to mark him down at about the 8-yard line. That will be a 5-yard loss for Barton on the play, and the Salem Tigers are going the wrong direction. From a 1st and 10 to a 1st and 2nd and 15, and now 3rd and 20. They've got to get it out across the 25 to about the 27. So 3rd down, they call it officially 21 on the scoreboard. Salem. I bet they throw it here. At least they attempt to throw it here. If they can get time, they come out of power or a I-back formation. Barton, the deep man. Quarterback. They back looking to throw. Throws his ball over the middle. Incomplete. Had two receivers in the area. Neither one of them knew the ball was coming to them. So the pass is going to be incomplete. I think they've got a different quarterback in there, Adam.
No, I think they won.
I thought it was number 12. I just saw throw that ball. Maybe it was 15. Have to look over on the sideline. Anyway, Connell misfires on that one, and the Salem Tigers are going to have to punt from their own end zone.
That is the number 12 out there.
5:34 to go in the third quarter. Thayer will get this ball in great field position. Salem punting from their own end zone. A high snap. He brings it down, gets it away. Spiraling kick. Grimes is going to field at the 35-yard line. Gets away from one tackler. He's up to the 30. Looking for some room to the 25. Gets to the sideline and out at the 19-yard line. Lane Grimes with a good return, and Thayer's going to get down at the 19-yard line. And that will end up being a net 10-yard punt. Good return by Lane Grimes, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to start this drive in the Community Bank, the Community First Bank red zone of the Salem Tigers at the 19-yard line. Landry Pitts back in there, quarterback Willison, and Willison in the backfield. Thayer Bobcats would like to put some points on the board here. 5:26 to go, great field position at the Salem 19-yard line. Griffin Willison, lone setback behind Pitts, who's up under center. Got Jackson on the flank, gives it to Griffin, got a blocker out front, he's at 25, cuts it inside the 20, and tripped up and down to about the, actually he's at the 10 and down to about the 7, but a penalty flag comes down, looked like an illegal block.
I believe so.
Looked like an illegal block down there, so that'll back this one up. But still, what a run by Griffin Willison that time, carried it all the way down to the 7-yard line. But the penalty is going to be marked off from the point of the infraction, which is about the 13. There's a penalty on the Bobcats for an illegal block in the back. I think it was an excuse me kind of block, if that.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty will back the ball up to the 23-yard line. So Thayer will have it first down and 14 yards to go. First down brought to you by the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Hey, Bobcats trying to put $50 more in the bank for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. They can score another touchdown. Will be their 6th of the night. Double wide set. Pitts in shotgun formation. Short shotgun, if you at that. Turns, fakes one hand off, gives it to Griffin Willison up in the middle. Griffin will get about to 21. And that'll be it, brought down there. After about a 1, maybe 2 yard pickup on the play, it'll depend on the spot of the ball. And Mark is forward progress up to the 21. So pretty good spot there at the 21-yard line. So about 2 yards on the play for Jackson Willison. That'll make his 2nd down and 13 with 4:39 to go. in the third quarter. Neither team has scored here in the third. Thayer continues with a 34-6 lead. That was our score at halftime. Bobcats come out again in shotgun. Griffin Willison right next to Pitts. Jackson Willison is the deep back behind the play. They turn, fake it to him, rolling to his left. Pitts looking to throw it into the end zone. Passes. Is it intercepted? Both players have got hands on it, and they say incomplete. Oh, my. I think both sides are going to argue with that call.
Yeah. I believe Lato caught that. And the other kid caught it.
Lane Grimes and the defender both came down with the ball, and the officials call it incomplete. Well, an incomplete pass, that'll make it third down and about 12 yards to go. Now the officials are getting together. It's without the referee. Referee's still back here behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to make his way that way, and he's not getting there very fast. We'll say if...
Oh, they said interception. Salem.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
It looked to me, but you know, when it's a dual possession, it's always supposed to go to the offense. But they're going to give them an interception on the play. Intercepted in the end zone. That'll bring it out to the 25-yard line for the Salem Tigers. So an interception. And I'll give kudos to the defender on that play.
It was a good play.
He had Grimes covered up, and he made the reception. But I thought Lane got his hands in there. It looked to me like it should have been a simultaneous possession, which is the offense's ball. That's what Billy Weber is out there talking to him about right now. Coach Weber is not happy with that call. And the fact that it took so long to make it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm sure they'll look at that one on the film, too. So, it'll be Salem ball at their own 20-yard line after the interception. And with 4:15 to go in the third quarter, still neither team has scored here in Salem. First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 20. Bobcat defense got their ears lowered back. And here comes Barton, a little delay handoff, and he's going to be tackled right on the line. Nowhere to go for Jimmy Barton on that play. They're going to give him about a yard on the pickup. And again, that Bobcat defensive line making the stop. Number 87 for the Bobcats in on that play, and I don't have him listed in my program.
Yeah, I don't either. I looked a minute ago.
We'll have to find out who that is, number 87. Playing up there on the D tackle on the right side. Zach Jones playing on the nose. Bobcat defense has been solid, only giving up one touchdown tonight. Second down and 9 for the Salem Tigers. They line up again with a wide receiver to either side in the I formation. Connell up under center, fullback moved early, no call. Barton takes it on the pitch and runs over the right side. He'll pick up about 2 more. That'll bring up third down and long for the Salem Tigers. Clock running down to 3:20 to play in the third quarter. Bobcat defense has been really stingy and really all season long, even in the Hayti game.
Yeah.
If Thayer wouldn't, you know, the kickoff return resulted in one of the touchdowns for Hayti.
And a weird fumble.
And a weird fumble that, you know, they picked up and ran back for a touchdown. So
stripped it after the whistle. What we thought.
What we thought should have been whistle, yeah. Third down and 7 here for Salem. 2:55 to go in the third. Tigers needing a big conversion on a third down. Connell up under center. Going to give a fake handoff and going to get brought down in the backfield. Bobcats were there to stuff the option play. They wrapped up the quarterback before he could make the pitch. And that'll be a loss of about a yard on the play.
It's actually Caden Dubois in their quarterback.
Caden Dubois.
The sophomore.
All right. I thought it was a different number a while ago. So Caden Dubois in their quarterback now. And we hope that Connell's not hurt. Hope he's not hurt. Anyway, loss of about a yard is what they end up calling. It'll be fourth down, and Salem is going to be forced to punt. Salem punter is back around his own 10-yard line where he'll put the foot into it. Lane Grimes is back deep to receive. There to kick a low line drive. Grimes is going to field it at the 50-yard line. Got one man to beat there. Gets to the 45-40. On the feet to the 35-30. Down the sideline. He's going for a touchdown. Lane Grimes with a 50-yard punt return from a touchdown. Lano, they call him the fast lane for a reason. He gets those long legs going, and he eats up some real estate. Never got touched on the play. Great job of blocking the play down the right lane. And Lane Grimes with a 50-yard punt return for a touchdown. Thayer Bobcats go up by a score of 40-6 with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. And that's another $50 for the kids of St. Jude, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Elano decided he wanted a touchdown, and he got him one on a punt return. Bobcats going to line up for the conversion here. And a one-point conversion would give them a 35-point lead and would start the turbo clock. Zach Jones on the kick. Good snap, ball down, and it is up right down the middle. Zach Jones has been perfect tonight. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 41-6 with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
On the fast lane, Lane Grimes is excited. This Thayer Bobcat crowd has made their way up here to Dent County tonight with a 50-yard punt return for a touchdown. As the Thayer Bobcats continue to dominate this one, they lead the Salem Tigers 41-6. We'll check on some of the scores of other games here in just a little bit. Minute 55 to go in this third quarter. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters. I like the Alton Bank, Steak and Shake in West Plains, Barton Electric of Thayer, and Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. We'll start from the PA and after Thayer Bobcat, or the St. Louis Cardinals continue the lead. I believe he said 5-0 now. Thayer Bobcats leading the San Diego Padres. Kyron Magnuson tees it up at the 40-yard line. Set to kick it off again. And there he goes. This is going to be a short kick. They let it bounce, and it goes out of bounds at about the 27, so Salem will get it at the 35-yard line. First and 10, Thayer Bobcat defense driving back out on the field. Minute 55 to go in the third. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight. Thayer scored in the first 3 minutes of the game, and they haven't looked back. Salem was the one score. Came in the second quarter. In fact, second play, or first play of the second quarter, they scored on a 3-yard touchdown run, and the extra point was blocked. But other than that, nothing going for the Salem Tiger offense and the Salem defense. They've given up a lot of yards tonight. This Bobcat football team is really good, folks. If you're back home listening, get out to homecoming next Friday night. Big test with the Houston Tigers will be in town next Friday night for homecoming. First and 10, Salem. It is Dubois in there? I think it is, number 12. He rolls back looking to get rid of the football. Now keeps it rolling to the right side. Going to lop this one up in the air. It is incomplete. Out around the 45-yard line, intended for a receiver on the far side. Grimes and Simers there on the coverage. That is number 12. That is the sophomore quarterback out there, Caden Dubois. No, he's a senior. I'm sorry.
No, he's a sophomore.
Oh, sophomore. That's right. Sophomore. 5'9", 160 pounds. And, again, we don't know what the deal is with Connell. We hope he is not injured. Yep. Don't see any sign of him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Of course, it's hard to see over there. They're kind of in the dark. And here's Salem on the second down and 10 with a minute 38 to go. We're under the turbo clock here in Salem in the third quarter. Again, that is Dubois, the quarterback. Gives on a handoff. And nowhere to go for Barton. He'll get tackled right on the line. And it'll be no gain on the play, so Jimmy Barton gets tackled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Mikhail Cray, by the way, checking in with the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Peyton Mills will come out. What a game Peyton Mills has had.
He's been pretty scary tonight.
He's been pretty good. Peyton Mills really developing into a fine football player on the defensive side. And, of course, next year he'll be one of the Bobcats to be relied on to carry the football some.
Yeah, we've been taking a few snaps.
Yeah. Third down and 9 for Salem. Back at their own 36-yard line. Dubois up under center. Straight back looking to throw the football. Got some pressure. Heaves it across the middle. Pass is incomplete off the hands of the receiver, and it went straight up in the air. Bobcats couldn't get back there to catch it. And that'll bring up a fourth down, and Salem apparently will be forced to punt here. Yep, they're going to bring on the punting unit with a 4th and 9 from their own 36-yard line. And Fastlane Grimes heading back here to field another one. Can he return another one for a touchdown?
You know, we don't know who number 87 is, but he just laid the smackdown on Dubois back there.
Yeah, we're going to have to find out who he is. 4th and 9 here for the Tigers. They finally get the punting team out on the field with 12 seconds to go. 9 seconds in the quarter. Will they punt it before the quarter buzzer goes off? Looks like they will. There's a snap, low snap. Puts a foot into it. And Lane Grimes will let it bounce at the 40 and take a Salem bounce all the way down to the 25-yard line. That's where the Fair Bobcats will have it for the first play of the fourth quarter. At the end of three, our score, 41-6. Fair Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers in an SCA battle. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 41-6, and they're lined up for the first play of the fourth quarter. It's 1st and 10 at their own 30 or 25-yard line. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Landry Pitts still in there, quarterback. Bobcats making a couple of changes. Here's a pitch to Willison. Willison trying to get to the outside. That's Griffin. He's to the 30, 35, 40. He's to the 50. He's got one man to beat. Catch it back to the inside at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. And run down at the 5-yard line. Tackled down at the 7. Jackson Willison from the 25 to the 7-yard line. That is 25 and 43. That is 70. That's 70. It's a bunch of yards is what it is.
I think it's 73.
Yeah, 70. Well, it's out to 7. That would make it 69. 60, and I marked him down. Actually, say we're going to give him 69 yards.
Okay.
69 yards on the run.
That was Griffin with that run.
Griffin Willison. That'll put Griffin up around 100 yards on the line. He broke that one wide open. It's 1st and goal to go. Fair Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. 1st and goal to go. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Griffin Wilson again in the backfield. Oh, and the play clock has run out on the Bobcats. That'll be a delay of game penalty. They'll back him up 5 yards. It'll be 1st and goal to go from about the 13-yard line. Griffin Wilson. I'll give Salem credit. They at least ran him down. Nobody gave up. Once he made that cut there at about the 20, I thought he was going to go, but somebody else ran him down from behind. He's still in there. Thought they might take him out after that long run. He's a lone setback on the play. 1st and 13. Pitts up under center. Fakes the handoff. No, gave the handoff, and this time Willison goes nowhere. And look at this. They tackle him there after he ran him back to about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Seen that a couple times.
Yeah, I'm not very quick on the whistles here tonight. Griffin on the carrier, get back to the line of scrimmage. Well, they give him a yard. It'll be 2nd and goal to go, this time from the 12-yard line. Again, we are under the turbo clock, 10 minutes to go in the football game. Fair Bobcats apparently are going to go to 3-1 and 2-0 in the SCA with the Houston Tigers up next at Lewis Bosman Field for homecoming next Friday. Bobcats here in a power T formation. Pitch up under center, straight up, hands off to Lane Grimes, who takes it right up the middle for a 12-yard touchdown. Lane Grimes with a 12-yard touchdown run right up the gut out of the power tee, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 47-6 over the Salem Tigers. Our extra point try still to come. That one came with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So Thayer, after giving that touchdown to Salem on the first play of the second quarter, has come back to score four unanswered touchdowns. That one a 12-yard run with 10 minutes left. Lane Grimes with his second touchdown of the night. And here's Zach Jones looking for another bad snap. Pitts is going to pick it up and say run the fire drill, and he'll get tackled in the backfield, and that'll do it. Well, the two-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 47-6. Fayer Bobcats lead the Salem Tigers. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, back here in Salem, Missouri, where both teams take a little bit of extra time here before we get the kickoff going. And, Mike, let's check with Mike Robertson back in the studio again. We have any quick updates for us here?
Real quickly, just underway in the third quarter, West Plains leading Camdenton 21-7. Houston over Kabul 18-7. Ava over Liberty 31-18. Mountain Grove all over Willow Springs 37-0. And Salem, Arkansas beating Corning 30-0.
All right. Thank you very much. Mike Robertson, we'll have finals for you coming up after the ball game tonight, but I'm kind of surprised at that Ava-Liberty score, 31-18. Ava leading Liberty. Mountain Grove, and Mike, did you say Mountain Grove 37-0?
That's right, 37-0.
Wow, that was kind of surprising to me, too. I thought that would be a much closer game than that. All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcats set to kick it off with 7:45 to go. In the game, leading 47-6 over Salem. Salem fields the kick back of the 15-yard line. That is number 20 for Salem, bringing it out to the 34-yard line on the return. That is Campbell, Luke Campbell, wide receiver. And Salem brings on the offense. And again, I believe Dubois, number 12, going to be back in there quarterback. So we are, again, haven't heard anything on Connell. And again, they're kind of in the dark over on that sideline. I can't make out number 15 over there anywhere. Maybe the young man's sitting on the bleachers or sitting on the bench with no pads on. So he may have got hurt at some point during that first half. Anyway, Salem's got the ball, 7:09 to go. Clock is running under the turbo clock here in the fourth quarter. This will be a pretty quick 7 minutes right here. I'll alert folks back at the Econ Sports Desk. We're going to finish a little bit early after what's been a long game so far. So Dubois in there for Salem. He's got Jimmy Barton on his right hip. Dubois looking to throw, the sophomore rolling to his left. Floats one out into the flash and is incomplete. Pass intended for number 21 out there for the Salem Tigers. That is Josh Owen, a junior running back. Threw it over his head. Second down and 10. Fayer Bobcats getting a lot of fresh uniforms, clean uniforms out on the field right now. Playing on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Billy Weber loves to get the young kids in on Friday night.
There ain't no experience like Friday Night Lights.
That's exactly right. And the fact that this football team has been so good consistently for so long is a testament to that.
Yeah.
Got to get those young kids. I know it's fun to win 76-14. Right. Sometimes let the young kids play. Right. Here's a handoff to Jimmy Barton. He's going to be tripped up in the backfield and brought down. Actually, that's number 21 on the carry. That is Owen, Josh Owen. And he goes for no gain on the play. It'll be third down and practically 10 yards to go. Michael Kelly for the Thayer Bobcats making the tackle there.
Big sack in the JV game the other night against Liberty.
Yes, he did. Big play in that game. By the way, won by the Thayer Bobcats, 28-22 on Monday night.
Way to earn yourself some playing time on a Friday night.
Michael Kelly, by the way, one of those Bobcat freshmen, 5'9", 160-pounder. Third down is about 9 yards to go for Salem. We're down to 5:25 to go in the ballgame. Dubois in there, quarterback. Bobcats lower their ears back. He's looking to throw. Got some pressure. Stepped away from it. And now gets run down just across the line. Who was that, Bobcats?
That was Big Brady Justice.
Big Brady Justice making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be a one-yard pickup. It'll bring up fourth down for the Salem Tigers. It'll be fourth down at about eight. And will they punt it away or will they go for it? You know, we're down to 5 minutes to go. And it looks like they're going to send in their punting team. Well, Bobcats will send a man back to receive, I think. That'll be Carl, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's Aaron Carl.
Aaron Carl, number 25, who has just seen his first action of the year, and he's in there at safety now, back to receive this punt. Punter gets a good snap, puts foot into it. High kick. Carl will come up and field it. And about the 35-yard line, looking to get away from the defenders. And he got a block. He's to the corner, to the 40. He's up to the 50 and out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So a good return all the way back to the 43-yard line for Aaron Carl and the Thayer Bobcats.
You know, that's really his first big play as a Bobcat. When he got he delivered the hit on the sideline and went out, the whole Bobcat team was there to pick him up.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And the Thayer Bobcats will send second unit offense out on the field now.
Looks like they'll mix in some of the starters.
Well, it looks like Landry Pitts will still be in there at quarterback. Lane Grimes will still be in there. Nope, now Lane Grimes comes out. Griffin Willison is in. Mark Spencer is in, number one.
Aaron Carl is in for Lane Grimes.
Aaron Carl in for Grimes. And some of the offensive linemen still out there for the Bobcats. Down 15 seconds on the play clock. Big number 75 trotting out there for the Bobcats. That, of course, is Zach Jones. So, some of the offensive linemen still out there. Pitts, straight back, hands the ball off to Spencer. Spencer running over the right side, and he's still on his feet inside the 35, and finally wrestled down. Well, he was not. He never did. Well, that was Griffin Willison who was back there. Somebody was trying to tackle him. Now, that's got to be a penalty. The defender grabbed an offensive guy and drove him 10 yards backwards and tried to throw him down, and no call. Anyway, it's a pickup of 8 yards on the play for Mark Spencer running right up the middle. We're down to 2:55 to go in the ball game. Thayer leading 47-6. It actually gave him 12 yards. It's a first down, down to the 31-yard line. Pitts takes the snap, gives the ball up in the middle again to Spencer, cuts it to the outside at the left side. And he gets down to about the 27-yard line. He got knocked down right there. He'll pick up about 5 yards on the play. Newman making the tackle for Salem. Newman. We talked about that in the first half. All right, 2:22 to go in the game. Thayer on a second down at about six. Any Seinfeld fans out there? Newman making the tackle. Split backfield. Here's a get to Spencer. Spencer running over the right, trying to step out of a tackle and gets knocked down at the 25-yard line. Be a pickup of another, 3 yards? That'll bring up a third down and about three.
You know who had that tackle, Dad?
Wasn't Newman again, was it?
It was Newman.
Newman. Third down and three. Well, the Thayer Bobcats, they're going to improve to 3-1 and be 2-0 in the conference. Looks like the Mountain Grove Panthers will stay undefeated in conference play, and the Able Bears. Last we heard, Able was winning in their ball game, 31-18 over Liberty. Thayer and Able are just a few weeks away.
Well, that ought to be a good game. Be
a dandy. Third down and three. Pitts hands off to Spencer. Spencer again running over the right side, cuts it back in the middle. He's got a first down, still driving down to near the 16-yard line, and a first down on an 8-yard pickup. By Spencer, Mark Spencer, number one. Well, Spencer driving it down again. Thayer looking to put some more points on the board here. Thayer got it in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 16-yard line.
So Mark Spencer is 5'7", 150 pounds, and he was moving the whole thing.
He was moving the whole defense. I would not be surprised to see Thayer take a knee here. Down under a minute to go. Pitts, yep, going to take a knee. Landry Pitts will take a knee. They'll bring up second down. Thayer's going to have to snap it, I think, one more time. As Thayer got me a victory formation. And we got 40 seconds on the game clock, 34 on the play clock. So Thayer's got to snap it. Pitts will take a knee, and folks, this one is over. 47-6. Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Salem Tigers here in Dent County. Now to wrap it up, as Pitt takes a knee. Thayer improves to 3-1 on the year with a 47-6 win over the Salem Tigers on the road. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story. Story starts here.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, it's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals, we help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hey everybody, it's Redbone, and it is finally fall. Well, sort of. But it's definitely time to start gearing up for the early bow season at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find scents, calls, attractants, cameras, feeders, food plot seed, boots by Muck, Under Armour, and Lacrosse, camo by Nomad, Drake, Under Armour, and more, stands, blinds, and blind chairs. Check out the ammo selection, too. And don't forget the fishing gear at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Back. Welcome to the Shelter Insurance and Direct of West Plains postgame report. Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Salem Tigers here tonight by a final score of 47-6, and it was all Bobcats all night long. Thayer scored their first touchdown. They took the opening kick, drove it right down the field, and with 8:57 to go in the first quarter, Landry Pitts hit Simers, Eric Simer, with a 11-yard touchdown pass. Thayer was on the board. Extra point was good. 7-0. Thayer would go on, score two more first quarter touchdowns. Jackson Willison rumbled in from 10 yards out with 6:15 to go in the quarter. And then Landry Pitts, a 21-yard run with a minute 30 to go in the quarter, made it 20-0 at the end of the first 12 minutes of play. In the second quarter, Salem would get on the board first. First play of the second quarter, they scored. Atchison, a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was blocked. That made it 20-6. Thayer would answer in the second quarter with two more touchdowns. With 8:40 to play, Jackson Willison, an 11-yard run, made it 27-6 as the extra point was good. And Thayer scored again with 30 seconds to go in the half. Jackson Willison, a 2-yard run. Extra point was right down the middle. Made it 34-6 at the half. Thayer scored both their second-half touchdowns on special teams. Well, actually, that's not right. One of them on special teams. Lane Grimes, with a minute 55 to go, got open on a punt return and went 50 yards for a touchdown. Extra point made it 41-6. And then Thayer scoring with 10 minutes left in the fourth. Grimes on a 12-yard run right up the middle. And the Bobcats led 47-6, and that's the way the ball game ends as we finished under the turbo clock. 47-6, Thayer Bobcats with a victory. And last year, I remember Thayer beat Salem 46-0. So, anyway, Bobcats really played well tonight. This team is really coming together, and we're hoping that Coach Bill Weber will make his way up into the booth here to talk about that. But this team is really starting to put it all together. The passing game was there tonight. Landry was right on the money throwing the football. The running game has pretty much been there all season long. The defense, very stingy tonight. And we'll have all those stats for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Thayer Bobcat postgame report. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Bannerton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health. The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crates.
We're back on the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman post-game report, talking with Statman Adam about the stats. And boy, I tell you, very one-sided in the Thayer Bobcat favor tonight.
Yeah, and a lot of times we say it's one-sided, and it's not quite as lopsided as I think they were tonight. We'll just start with the Salem Tigers. Rushing-wise, they ended up with 87 yards total with one touchdown and five first downs. Individually, Garrett Connell, quarterback, had 31 yards on five carries. Jimmy Barton had 23 yards on 15 carries. Atchison had 3 yards on one carry. Kaufman had 31 yards on two carries. Then the second quarterback came in and had negative 2 yards on two carries. And Owen had 1 yard on one carry. Then you go to the passing side, and combined, they were 2 for 13 with 14 yards. Of course, Dubois was 0 for 4 in the second half of the game. That'll bring their total to 101 yards with 8 first downs and 1 touchdown. Again, the Thayer Bobcats held them to 0 first downs in the second half. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and things look a little more perky on the Bobcat side. Rushing-wise, they had 261 yards with 8 first downs and 5 touchdowns. Jackson Willison had 112 yards on 16 carries. Landry Pitts held a 24 on three carries. Griffin Wilson had 84 on five carries, 69 of that on one play. Lane Grimes had 14 and a touchdown on two carries. And Mark Spencer had 27 yards on four carries. Again, then Landry Pitts passing-wise was 9 for 15 with 107 yards, one touchdown, five first downs, and he did have one interception. So total, they had 368 yards with six touchdowns and 13 first downs.
I guess a good night for the Thayer Bobcats, and Coach Billy Weber making his way into the booth here at Salem. Came in and said, "Well, it's not air conditioned up here, is it?" No, was it air conditioned down on the field?
No, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Coach, great performance by your Bobcats again tonight. As our first half, I mean, throwing the ball. I think Landry was 9 of 11 in the first half. I mean, we talked in the pregame. You thought you were going to need to throw it to open up the run, and that's exactly what you did, and got done what you wanted, I think.
Yeah, you know, overall, I think the kids really executed the game plan early. You know, took advantage of what they were going to do and what they do defensively. You know, well, we talked about that. You know, traditionally they've been an 0-5-2 monster team that they ran as good as anybody could anywhere. Then they switched to this 4-4, and they do a great job of running. Running it, they just mix guys up, shades and stuff up there with their D-line, and linebackers do a tremendous job, but they've always got good ones in the box. It's always tough to run those between the tackles. Now, you can get that stuff blocked down and get to the edge, and that's what we ended up doing primarily third quarter, but and some in the second quarter. But overall, kids really played well.
I thought a nice job of sealing those ends off for those guys to get those outside runs.
Yes, no doubt. You know, and that takes guard, tackle, tight end, and then the backs coming and kicking, and you know, Zach Jones on the backside pulling, you know, and those guys then run the daylight and did a tremendous job for us.
And your defense, I mean, was just solid all night long. You protected well against the pass. You got a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Maybe not as much as you would like, but there were several plays when you got pressure on him against a great big old offensive line. So you got to be real happy with the D side.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, luckily we've got some fast rushers that play physical defense. You know, they play good run defense, but I think maybe they're a little bit better in pass rush. And, you know, of course, that's their everybody's thing that wants to do.
You want a sack. You want a sack.
Yeah. And, but overall, you know, the defense played well. You know, we didn't let them get and they have a play. They didn't run it where they run the number two receiver out and up. And you know, the kids covered well all over the field. And just hats off to them.
The interception in the end zone. I thought it was simultaneous possession. It should go to the offense.
Yeah, it looked like it's dual possession. That's what I told the back judge, and he said I couldn't see it from where I was at.
He took that one right out of the referee book. Anyway, all in all, a good performance by your Bobcats. This team keeps getting better every week. Are they making the progress you want? Are they where you would like them to be after 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. You know, as long as we continue to stick together, prepare throughout the week, you know, and then put it all together on Friday, you know, I think, you know, we're going to continue to improve, and that's what we've got to do.
Last report we had, Houston, who will play next Friday night for homecoming affair, was leading Kabul 18-7. And Michael's check and see, do you have an update on that Houston game?
No, Mike, last report we had there was 18-7, though. Might be interesting to know, Ava beating Liberty 59-24 now.
Wow, so Ava's really turned on in the second half. All right, so no real surprises, I guess, in the SCA. But this Houston ball club, they beat Salem last week, and beating a good Kabul team tonight, they're going to be a handful next Friday.
Yeah, you know, and we saw them there at the Jamboree, and they're, you know, physical up front. You know, they'll do a lot more right offensively. You know, they struggle a little bit with motions and being set at the Jamboree, but they'll have all those kinks worked out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Bobcats 3-1 on the year, 2-0 in the SCA. Okay, we'll take one more timeout. We'll be back to name the Thayer Bobcat Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game right after this.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we're back and ready to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, and we've been discussing it here in the booth. Statman Adam wants to go with Peyton Mills, who was just a monster on defense all over the play, had about 4 tackles for losses tonight. I would like to go with just the entire defensive front, because I thought, all in all, they all played extremely well. Didn't allow Salem, I mean, not even 100 yards rushing tonight.
Right. They held up 87 yards and then 14 yards in the air. That's just unreal.
Yeah, and that was because of the pressure put on by that defensive line and those linebackers. So there we go. We're going to weasel out on the Bobcat player of the game, defensive line, and led by Peyton Mills tonight. All right, that's going to wrap it up again, the affair. Bobcats with the win tonight, 47-6. Next Friday night, it's homecoming at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Remember the parade at 2 o'clock right down Chestnut Street. That'll be alumni dinner starting at the football field at 5 o'clock, $10 for pulled pork barbecue and all the goodies to go with it. And then we'll have the crowning of the homecoming queen at 6 and the football game at 7. The Houston Tigers will be in town. Hey, Bobcat football tonight has been brought to you in part by the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Nama Springs, the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, the Nama Springs Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersey, Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, Taylor, Grubaugh, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC of West Plains, the Car Doctor 2, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn, Oregon County Cars, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College, Southern Bank in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, your agent in Thayer, Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law, FNBC Community Bankers, along with Knox Orthopedic of Mountain Home in West Plains, the Moark Stockyards, and Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it tonight, 47-6 over the Salem Tigers. I'm Red Bull Mike Grace, along with Statman Adam here at the booth, and Mike Robertson back at the Ecom Sports Desk. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat football presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.